Dear Diary, I've been trying to be good today. Really, I have. I did my errands, answered messages, I even folded laundry. But, every time I close my eyes, all I could see was me. This morning, on the edge of the bed, legs spread, mouth open, and I still haven't done anything about it. So here I am, my tank top, panties already off, pussy soaked and twitching, while I talk to you like a filthy little exhibitionist with a mic. Let me tell you what happened. It started like nothing. I was brushing my hair, sleepy, not trying to be sexy or anything. I was wearing that old tank top, the white one. So very soft, worn so thin, the fabric practically melts against my skin. You can see everything through it. The curve of my nipples, the little bounce in my tits when I shift side to side, even the faint little shadow of my belly button when I stretch. I wasn't wearing a bra, of course. It's my private morning ritual. Me, that tank top, and whatever slutty little panties I slept in. Today, it was a baby pink lace thong. Extra thin. Barely there. The kind that disappears between my cheeks when I sit down. Bent down to pick up my hairbrush and caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror and I froze. The way my hips tilted, how the curve of my ass peeked out from under that little tank. My lips parted. I was already breathing heavier, like I knew exactly what I looked like. I didn't pose. I didn't plan it. There I was, staring at myself, like I wanted to be ruined. I looked so good. Like someone you jerk off to. Not a fantasy. No, not fake. Just a filthy little thing on a lazy morning. Tits bouncing. And thighs just a little sticky. Touching myself now. Just a little. Tracing my fingertips over my thighs. Remembering just how wet I was when I saw myself. I didn't even mean to start, but one hand slid down, brushing the lace between my legs, and I felt it, that slippery warmth that said, "You're already fucked." I sat down on the bed, facing the mirror, tank top still on, panties still damp against me. I spread my legs. Not fast. Not dramatic. Just enough. I watched myself reach down and pull the lace to the side. I saw that glisten. Pink. The way my pussy was practically pouting for attention. I remember. whispering, "Fuck, that'd wreck me." And then I open the drawer. And I pulled out the toy I saved for mornings. You know, the long, curved one with a weighty tip that stretches me just enough. Not a vibrator. Just thick and heavy enough to ruin me so slowly. I sucked on it. Not because I needed to. Just because I wanted to see what I looked like with a cock in my mouth. I watched my lips wrap around it, imagining it was yours. Imagining your hand in my hair, guiding me deeper while I made such pretty little gagging sounds. And then I slid it inside of myself. Slow. God, so, so very slow. I wanted to feel every inch disappear into me. To feel my walls as they clenched down around the stretch. My eyes fluttered, my mouth opened, and I whimpered. Just once. Oh, but loud enough that if someone had been outside the door, well, they would have heard it. I'm doing it again now. My fingers are soaked. They're sliding in with no resistance. My thumbs on my clit, circling just enough pressure. I'm not going fast, no, not yet. I'm gonna draw this out. I want to remember the way I looked. How my thighs were trembling. I started rolling my hips. Riding that toy like I was trying to break myself. Oh, my tits were bouncing in that thin little tank top. Oh, I could see my nipples poking through the fabric. The way I clenched every time. Oh, every time that cock thrusted inside of me. Oh, I fucked myself in front of that mirror like I was on camera. Like someone was watching. Like I wanted to be watched. Oh God. I remember saying it out loud. Fuck me, please. I need to come. Oh no, fuck, I'm saying it again. Fuck, I'm so close. Oh, my whole body's begging. Oh, please, please, just a little more. Oh God. Yes, yes, fuck. Fuck. Oh, I'm coming. I think that was better than this morning. is still twitching. My fingers are slick, shaking. Made a puddle on the sheets. I should probably be embarrassed, but all I can think about is how hot I looked watching myself come like that in the mirror. My face was flushed, hair messy, lips parted, eyes glazed like I didn't even recognize myself. You don't know what this dire's becoming. I mean, it's not helping me be less horny, that's for sure. You know, maybe tomorrow I'll film it. Maybe I'll press record on my phone and let you hear the whole thing. Every whimper, every stroke, every gasp. Maybe I'll even let you hear your name slip from my lips as I come all over my fingers again. Till next time, your favorite dirty little slut.